Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
I've got a question. I want to return a product that I didn't order. I actually ordered it. It was supposed to just pay shipping and handling. And then my credit card company called and said, "We think there's fraudulent activity on here." I didn't recognize the company or the charges because I only paid shipping and handling, and I got charged $64 and some odd cents for this flashlight. So because I declined it, I had to get a new credit card and all of that, all because of this whatever scam it is that you guys have. I don't know. But I want to return your product, and I want to make sure I have the correct address because I don't want it, and I don't want to be charged for it anymore. Are you still there?
I'm happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code, please?
All right, 67060.
Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Barbara Schneider, and I got to spell Schneider because it's different. It's Schneit as in tango, ER.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
I have the order number if you want it.
May I have the order number, please?
Sure, it's 67866457 1.
Thank you, just a moment. Sir, here just a few more minutes, please.
Sure, hon, no problem.
And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
It's 315 West 6th Street, that's 6th, in Hayesville, Kansas. And the zip code, are you ready?
I'm ready.
67060 hyphen 1619. And you guys have a US after it. I
Okay.
imagine that's United States.
Thank you. So I do show that you placed a, it looks like an entry for our sweepstakes for a chance to win a tablet, in which you did pay $7.95, which also covers the shipping and handling as well for the price that you selected. So within the terms and conditions, it explained by placing your entry, you would also be signing up for our discount shopping store. And the benefits of being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card, which is sent every month via email. And you're also billed for that membership, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well.
Well, it doesn't explain that at first. You do the survey, and then it says, "Now pick your free gift," and it has all these little time frames on there. So you pick the gift. There's nothing before you get to pick the gift that explains any of this. Okay, so I don't want it. I'm returning your gift, whatever it is, and you're not going to charge me again for it. I'm returning it. I don't want any of this. It wasn't explained up front. And it's very misleading because it looks like Costco. After I did this, I got one from Sam's. I got one from everybody else. I want off the mailing list. I don't want to get any more emails from your company or whoever sends this. There's nowhere to get out or unsubscribe either on this thing. So let's just get it sent back. You get it. Get me taken off. I cancel the card. I'm not going to get charged again on my new card.
All right, so the account is canceled. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation for the cancellation. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, confirmation, C as in cancel, 259-056-959. And as a recap, everything is canceled, and you have the confirmation regarding that as well.
All right, let me read that back. It's C as in cat, 259-056-959.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, where am I shipping, giving your product back that you sent? I don't want it.
Well, it's actually a sweepstake, so they pick at random. Okay. So they typically send a follow-up email within a week or two of you submitting your entry. If you don't receive a follow-up email, that means you were not selected. But if they happen to do select you as a winner, if you want to decline, you are more than welcome to do so. Just let them know you don't want the package, and they'll return to sender.
No, I've already got the package. First, I got the charge for the shipping. Then I got the charge for the 64, whatever that was. That's what triggered the fraudulent. I had no idea. I didn't charge any of this. Okay, didn't recognize the company, any of that. So my card's been declined. I have the little flashlight that I picked. I don't want it. I'm sending it back. I want to be free and clear from you guys.
We don't deal with flashlights. The prize that you would have won for our sweepstakes deals with iPads. So that, we don't deal with flashlights. So I don't, you know, I would check to see how you would return it through the, you know, whoever the provider
is. But,
our services is
the
sweepstakes.
This is the number on the label. Import.
I'm sorry.
Are you not Import Direct Gadgets?
No, ma'am. We don't deal with gadgets.
Okay.
You signed up for a sweepstakes. That is what was explained.
Okay, now please listen.
Signed up for.
I don't know anything about that, but listen to this. This is what my label says, USPS First Class, Import Direct Gadget that has your phone number on it.
That's not our service.
How's the phone number directed to you guys? I understand the numbers on the statement.
That doesn't mean that that service was provided through us. So I would contact your bank. They wouldn't be able to answer those concerns. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, just make sure I don't get any more emails. Is that what I'm waiting for, another email and then unsubscribing to something? Hello?
You say you're waiting for what was that again, ma'am?
Yep. Tell me about, I'm going to get an email telling me what. I want to,
We don't send out email confirmations for cancellations, which is why I verbally provided you the number for your records.
Okay. What is the name of your company?
The name of our service provided would be our discount shopping store is the name of the services.
Okay. And your name is what?
My name or the company's name?
Your name, please.
It's O, just the letter.
Letter O, okay. So, O, you said in a while I was going to get an email from somebody. I don't know.
I was referring to the sweepstakes, an email will be sent within a week or two after you submit your entry. Yes.
Okay. At that point, can I unsubscribe, decline, whatever it is?
That's what I did explain, ma'am, that if you don't want the item, you're more than welcome to decline, send it back, things of that nature.
Okay. I have no idea if this is the address to send it back to. It's got a suite, and I work the post office, and I doubt that it's going to go to this address the way it's labeled. So I don't know. I'll wait for that little sweepstake thing and see if there's something different on there to call to, because this is the number I get when I call to that address. Is your address on Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, Pennsylvania?
No, ma'am. We're located in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. All right. All righty. I'll just wait for whatever, see if they contact me in some way. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.